Title: Attempt to Monopolize Claim Fails Where Plaintiff Cannot Establish Approach to Monopoly Power in Properly Defined Relevant Market. Content: Practitioners interested in the real-world application of an attempt to monopolize claim under Section A2 of the Sherman Act will find Savory Pie Guy a good read for the new year. A Savory Pie Guy, LLC v. Comtech Industries, Limited, Number 14 CV 7527, 2016 USDST Lexus 179317, SDNY December 28, 2016. A Since the passage of the Sherman Act in 1890, attempted monopolization as a distinct legal theory of liability has received scant attention. A It is usually bundled with a set of other but related antitrust theories of liability, including concerted activities in restraint of trade, and often tying and refusal to deal claims. A For most of its existence, the theory of attempted monopolization has been underanalyzed intellectually. A Savory Pie Guy provides a good and succinct analysis of the distinct elements of an attempt to monopolize claim and their interrelationship to the overarching concept of monopolization. In Savory Pie Guy, the District Court for the Southern District of New York makes clear that a determination of the Section A2 element of dangerous probability is a construct of the totality of facts, as in any determination of the ability to set prices and eliminate competition within a properly defined relevant market. A defendant, Comtech Industries Incorporated, Comtech, is a manufacturer of dough-forming equipment. A It refused to deal with customers that purchased dough-forming equipment, parts, or services from any of its competitors for use with its machines. A Savory Pie Guy, A LLC, Savory Pie, is an entry-level producer of pastry products for sale to food establishments. A On two occasions, it purchased customized die sets from Comtech. A The die sets were ordered for use with a Comtech pressing machine that Savory Pie had purchased used on eBay. A Comtech refused to respond to multiple requests for a subsequent order of customized die sets. On one occasion, after attendance at an expo, Savory Pie requested a written quote from Comtech for the purchase of a new pressing machine displayed at the expo. A Comtech refused to supply the machine. A It notified Savory Pie that it had learned that it was using a Comtech press with parts that were not manufactured by Comtech, and that its refusal was based on its concern that the use of non-Comtech parts with its new machine was unsafe. A Thereafter, Savory Pie purchased another Comtech pressing machine from a third-party competitor of Comtech, Inline Pie. Savory Pie thereafter brought an action under Section A2 of the Sherman Act alleging that Comtech unlawfully restrained trade for dough-forming equipment, parts and services. A It complained that Comtech was in violation of Section A2 of the Sherman Act by refusing to deal with customers who purchased dough-forming equipment from Comtech's competitors, and was therefore guilty of an attempt to monopolize. The District Court held that Savory Pie's claims of attempted monopolization failed. As Savory Pie could not prove that Comtech held monopoly power in a properly defined relevant market, the court concluded that despite Comtech's high market share, in excess of 50%, the evidence did not support the conclusion that Comtech could control prices and exclude competition. A The court held that there was insufficient proof of barriers to entry into the market, and that Savory Pie was able to satisfy its needs by purchasing equipment and services from third-party competitors of Comtech. A Accordingly, there was no proof that Comtech could control prices and exclude competition. Translated into the vernacular, the court held that there was insufficient evidence to show that Comtech had a dangerous probability of achieving monopoly power through its refusals to deal with Savory Pie. A This was because at least one competitor had entered the market during the period in question, and that there were third-party companies who could support Comtech's machines, and thus the supply needs of companies such as Savory Pie Guy. A Therefore, Comtech's 50% market share was insufficient to warrant a conclusion that its refusals to deal created a dangerous probability that it would monopolize the market through the complaint of refusals to deal. A Accordingly, summary judgment was granted and the action dismissed. In its analysis, the District Court cited Spectrum Sports Incorporated v. McQuillan, 506 U.S. 447.